Simon & Schuster Audio presents Jungle Drop by Abby Elphinston. Read by Nikki Diss. Welcome to the Unmapped Kingdoms. When you become a grown-up, several rather troubling things happen at once. Your knees stop working as well as they used to. You spend large chunks of the day banging on about homework, vegetables and bedtimes, and you fall asleep the moment you sit down in a comfortable armchair. But with all the dodgy knees nagging and nodding off comes wisdom. Or does it? Because if grown-ups were truly wise, then they would know about the unmapped kingdoms. But they do not. They are far too busy to believe in magic. And yet if they did, they would realise that the world is very much not as they know it. You see, at the beginning there were no big bangs or black holes. There was just an egg, a rather large one. And out of this egg, a phoenix was born. It wept 7 tears when it found itself alone, and as these tears fell, they became our continents and formed the earth as you and I know it. Although to the phoenix, all this was simply known as the faraway. But these lands were dark and empty, so many years later, the phoenix scattered 4 of its golden feathers, and out of these grew secret, unmapped kingdoms, invisible to the people who would go on to live in the faraway, but holding the magic needed to conjure sunlight, rain and snow, and every untold wonder behind the weather, from the music of a sunrise to the stories of a snowstorm. Now, had a hippogriff or a unicorn been in charge, things might have got out of hand, for though these beasts like to boss others around, they are rarely on time for anything, and are far too vain to govern fairly. But a phoenix is the wisest of all magical creatures, and the very first phoenix knew that magic grows strange and dark if used selfishly, but if it is used for the greater good, it can nourish an entire world and keep it turning. So the phoenix decreed that those who lived in the unmapped kingdoms could enjoy all the wonders that its magic brought, but only if they, in turn, worked to send some of this magic out into the faraway, so that the continents there might be filled with light.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?